SBS Radio. What was once a Queensland powerhouse for coal mining is now home to an emerging solar industry. And it's not just Collinsville that's transitioning, but its residents too. Like Barry Collett, who was a Collinsville miner. Now he's invented a solar panel cleaning machine that has changed his life.
It's a tough life being in the mines doing shift work like that, especially night shifts and stuff, so I'll never want to shy away from an opportunity when it presents itself.
There are still many mines operating in the small town, but with 300 days of sunshine a year, the region is being tipped as one of Australia's solar capitals. But the National Party has been pressuring the federal government for a new coal-fired power station in Queensland after expressing concern over the cost of electricity and a lack of regional jobs in the north. Political scientist from James Cook University, Maxine Newlands, says North Queenslanders have a complex relationship with the coal industry.
It's the psyche of mining. Mining made North Queensland very rich. So it's that nostalgia, if you like, for tapping into the mining and what mining can bring, which is no longer there, that people are sort of looking for.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has since promised a $10 million feasibility study for a new coal-fired power station, which would be supported by solar. New work for the area is music to locals' ears, including retired coal miner Jack Spencer.
But it'd be nice to have another power station here.
Yes.
Well, it'd help the town, boost the town along. Be great.
But there's no guarantee that will happen, and if it does, it will be years away. The local councillor for the Whitsundays region, Peter Rummage, is not getting his hopes up.
We're getting kicked around like a political football once again. You know, it's up and it's down, but it'd be fantastic if it does.
The $2 billion proposal could appeal to both regional voters wanting jobs and cheap power and urban voters worried about climate change. Mr. Rummage says there's no way to predict how the region will vote this year.
Yeah, it used to be a strong Labor town, but the dynamics have changed in Collinsville now.
Come election day, it seems as though every vote will count in Collinsville. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.